Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Idea Park, a new media agency nurturing online relationships between you and your most valuable customers. Online at ideapark.com.
Taking a chunk out of a chip maker.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. About 100,000 employees work for computer chip maker Intel. That number could be a lot smaller beginning as soon as Tuesday. CNetNews.com is reporting the company plans to cut 10% of its workforce. Intel has been struggling and losing market share to rival Advanced Micro Devices, or AMD. Technology analyst Robert Enderle.
AMD's come in with nice performing parts, parts that are very competitive. In fact, historically have performed, have outperformed some of Intel's offerings at aggressive price points, forcing Intel to respond.
CNetNews.com says Intel's marketing department may be hit the hardest. The old saying goes, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, but some drug makers would probably prefer that makers of generics keep that compliment to themselves. Sanofi Unventus got a break yesterday. A U.S. judge shut down further distribution of a generic knockoff of Plavix. Plavix is a blood thinner that just happens to be the second biggest selling drug in the world. Drug sales were $6 billion last year. More than half came from the United States. The company that makes James Bond's favorite car is up for sale. Ford is selling Aston Martin. If you want to buy one, you'll need to write a big check. They go for between $110,000 and $175,000 in the U.S. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
It never made a profit until last year, but Aston Martin's been a star for almost half a century, first appearing as James Bond's gadget-laden vehicle in 1964.
You release this section of the roof and engage and fire the passenger ejector seat.
Ejector seat? You're joking.
I never joke about my work, 007.
Ford isn't joking either. Having lost more than $1 billion this year, it's planning to shed some of its luxury brands, including possibly Jaguar. Aston Martin is on the block, but who's going to buy? Analyst Kevin Morley.
It's not really going to be that much of a rational purchase. It will be a very much a trophy purchase for any of the private equity firms that are looking for a bit of publicity and image.
Trophies aren't cheap. Ford reportedly wants $2 billion for Aston. Analysts reckon that in spite of its star status, it's only really worth half that. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
A few weeks ago, a federal court judge ruled that U.S. cigarette makers were deceiving the public with those light labels. They were told not to tell the public that one kind of cigarette was any healthier than another. Now U.S. tobacco companies are back at the judge's door. Why? They want to find out if that order means they can't do it outside the U.S. They're arguing that if they're not allowed to do this overseas, they would be at a disadvantage against foreign cigarette makers. Oil prices inched up today on expectations that the current standoff between the West and Iran over that country's nuclear program would not result in major sanctions against Iran. Light crude oil is at $70.34. Well, looking at the numbers, the market is doing kind of up and down yesterday. The Dow was down a point at 11,381. The NASDAQ was also off a point at 2183. The S&P was flat at 1303. This is Marketplace. U.S. automakers are expected to release some sobering sales figures today. Chrysler is one of a number of companies offering 0% financing to goose sales. But Janet Babin says buyers are starting to expect special deals.
Chrysler had been offering buyers its employee discount this summer, but sales still fell 37% in July. So today, the company begins its 0% financing offer in hopes of turning things around. Ford and GM are running similar deals. David Sedgwick is editor of Automotive News. He says automakers' losses mounted after they offered similar incentives last year, but he says they have no choice but to try again.
There's heavy inventories of unsold vehicles that the big three have to push out the door somehow.
An additional year of financing to 6 years will lower monthly payments. But Sedgwick says consumers have to realize that the car might not be worth as much when they go to resell it. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reuters, the world's daily news and information source. Before it's news, it's Reuters. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation of Kansas City, the foundation of entrepreneurship, on the web at kauffman.org.
This is Marketplace. I'm Mark Austin Thomas. We hear all the time about how fast our world is changing. New technology makes a lot of things feel outdated. For example, when was the last time you stepped into a phone booth? Do you unfold a map to find your destination or just print out directions from MapQuest? Well, brace yourself. Here comes a newfangled parking meter. Stuart Cohen warns we may not like it.
It may be one of the biggest small victories in the daily urban rat race. You drive around and around a busy downtown area looking for parking until you finally find an empty space. And the best part, there's still time left on the meter. That may only represent a savings of 25 cents, but somehow it makes the excruciating search for parking more worthwhile. Now someone wants to take that all away.
We have a vehicle detection unit. So the big difference is we can sense through sonar whether there's a vehicle in the space. And we call it an intelligent parking meter.
Glenn Hellman is CEO of the Bethesda, Maryland-based company IntelliPark. Its meters may look the same, but he says they do a lot more than the old-fashioned parking meter.
If there's time left on the meter, when you pull out of the space, it zeroes out the meter. So somebody pulling into that spot is going to have to pay from scratch. They don't get that found money, found time any longer.
Hellman says cities can make up to 50% more on parking with that little feature. But the local residents who pay for parking aren't sure they like the idea.
And I think if you don't use all your time, it should be still there, you know, so the next person can possibly benefit from it.
It's my money, you know. Can somebody use it instead of the state?
But the meters don't just take, they also give. 5 minutes of free parking, to be exact, every time they sense a car pull in. That's long enough for most people to run a quick errand without having to search for quarters. They also prevent people from feeding a meter once their time's expired, since the meter knows a car hasn't left the parking space. That appeals to cities like Hyattsville, Maryland, one of the first to test the new IntelliMeter. Bob Oliphant is the city treasurer.
The additional revenue that will be generated is not in and of itself significant. It's a matter of managing the parking better so that we get more people coming here and wanting to do business in the city.
Donald Shoup is a professor of urban planning at UCLA and the country's foremost authority on parking. He says high-tech meters, like the IntelliMeter, have the ability to transmit all the information they gather back to City Hall. That'll revolutionize parking and parking tickets.
So instead of having enforcement people randomly driving around looking for a violation, they just go to the places where the data is.
So what else does the future hold? Well, IntelliPark's Glenn Hellman says intelligent meters will eventually link up with GPS systems, so your car could direct you to an open parking space. And one day, your parking meter will be able to call your cell phone to warn you your time is about to expire. In Washington, I'm Stuart Cohen for Marketplace.
We're podcasting. Check out our website at marketplace.org. And in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us. Have a great Labor Day weekend.
American Public Media.
Mexicans voted for a new president.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.